The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic and Prince Masters.
Radio Today. Good Wednesday afternoon. Yes, Gabby, you saw mashup. What happened, Gabby? It's Wednesday. Boy, it was a long, long holiday weekend. And long for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. But you know what? Before we get into the weeds of things, let me get the protocol out of the way. Yes, TGIW. It's Wednesday, and I'm so happy to be here today with you on a sunny Wednesday afternoon. Y'all, I am vitamin C up, B12 up, everything up, because I feel so indifferent about my week that I had to invite some people to the studio with me today. And I'm so happy I have my brother here to stay with me. You know, he's telling me he just coming to sit here, but I completely put him on the spot because, you know, that's just what I do. I don't know how he thought he was just coming in the studio to sit and watch me and not talk with me. You crazy, eh? Just me. You just crazy. Listen. Let me send my birthday shout-outs, though, before I get myself carried away. Happy birthday to you Leos who are just off the chains. And he right just talking about Leo rules the world because his birthday was just a couple of days ago, driving me crazy. And then my Leo sister, happy birthday. Her birthday was on Monday. Like, listen, all of you Leos, and then my granddad's birthday, happy birthday. Listen, it's just Leo. My late grandmother is also a Leo. It's y'all driving me crazy. I need these Leo. Can Leo season be over? I love y'all, though. Happy, happy birthday to all of you celebrating. All of you celebrating a birthday. I love to send the shout-outs. So special shout-out goes to Latavia Roma. You know, she's the finance officer for the Ministry of Youth. And I met her when I was down there in Cat Island. And she said, you ain't gonna remember. I say, Latavia, what you mean? I ain't gonna remember. I hope this blasting in our office down there, the Ministry of Youth. Y'all, look here. Big up yourself, Miss Roma. I love you. You're such a sweet and wonderful person, y'all. Shout out to Miss Roma, okay? Doing wonderful things. Y'all, Miss Roma's working so hard. And you know, when you find a government worker hard, you gotta look at them twice and be like, you work for government for real? She was there working hard. So shout out to Miss Roma down there at the Ministry of Youth. Then, of course, shout out to all top fans, you know, top tier. Top tier fans, shout out to y'all. Big up yourself, you know. Let them know you was a top fan. And when you was a top fan, you know, you in the G-Squad. The G-Squad is different, okay? It's different. So shout out to all of you wonderful people. And then who I tell my cousin, somebody, she say, yeah, this girl is be blasting you all in the office to wake. I say, yeah. I say, what's your name? Because you know, when you blast me, I just sent her the senior specialist, the special. So I have the look for this child, Katie Brown. Yeah, Katie. Shout out to Katie Brown. You know, Katie Brown. Turn up the radio, Katie, so all your co-workers can hear. Good, 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 good. Shout out to Katie Brown. I love you. Thank you all for taking me wherever you go. And of course, you already know the protocol. If you have to leave the office and your car radio ain't working, you could take me wherever you go on the Guardian Talk radio app. How y'all ain't download this app yet? Guardian Talk radio app and streaming live. Y'all gonna need to catch your data life together now. It's 2026. We can't be riding on the road with no data. Stream us on GuardianTalkRadio.com. I get all that out of the way. I think I get everything right. Y'all ain't forget nothing, right? I forget nothing. Okay. Now, for those of y'all who just put it on the TV in the government office, I love y'all. Put it on channel, cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. And for those of y'all that's still old school and got the big boom box, just turn it up. Just say Gabby on, gal. Just be quiet. Hold firm on that one. Gabby on. We talking with Gabby today. So the numbers to be a part of today's conversation is going to be 323-6232. 325-4316, anywhere from our beautiful family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can call 325-4259. And of course, the text line powered by BTC. Put y'all in a minute, but we could talk. It's none other than 422-4796. Texas. I love y'all so much. I didn't see the text coming in. The text said, praise God. I thought we was going to have to talk about slavery again. But y'all text is so shady. What is this text about? What do you mean you thought we was going to have to talk about slavery again? Jeezy. This next text said, good afternoon, Gabby. TGIW. I was so mixed up with the holiday, I was getting set for your show yesterday because I thought it was Wednesday. It's okay, baby. It's okay. I took all the B12. So, I mean, I overdosed on some B12. You can overdose on B12?
I hope not.
I hope not either, because I take plenty of that. I wanted to make sure I pump up and get some energy. And you know who I had to bring in the room to make sure I feed off of that energy, because I was like, man, the energy low. My husband was like, you know who to call when the energy low. I was like, call him. I should call him. He said, you better call him. Call who? So who I got in the studio? This Anago man with me. Anago man, tell the people hello.
Okay, Gabby, it's all you just come from Cat Island, Gabby. You should have you should have everything you need. Like you should come between flour cake and
flour cake even tastes as good as it used to taste.
And Bajorinia and all them things. You should have everything you need to get over whatever
and
you catch. Whatever you
we
bring
leave
from
all
Cat
the
Island.
Sour soap and fever grass tea in the pot. Because my sister friend boil a soursop leaf with the fever grass and make the tea. And I go on there because I come back home Sunday. I was so bored on that island. I say, I was supposed to come back home today. I say, get me off this island where the current couldn't stay on. It was only but 5 people on the island and y'all can't keep the power on.
I tell you, let's go to the meantime. I want to shout out the Inago Development Association, the entire team down there, Miss Paniqua, Tokoyo. All the folks is Giovanni Hanchel, Gabrielle Nixon, Tia Ferguson. Look here, they have indeed brought the flavor back to the salt in Inago when it comes to homecoming. I lived vicariously through all the social media.
I see all there, that salty fest going on.
Salty fest was salty.
Listen.
Salty. So the whole Inago tuning in right now.
I might say they're going to Inago with the flamingos and the donkeys. Ain't nothing happening together.
We love the best kept secret because in order for you to... And this year, as a matter of fact, this year, thanks to the porch visited Inago's homecoming this year, the secret is out. The secret... Everybody wants to know what the best kept secret is. The men of Inago. The secret is officially out. So if you're looking for the
men of Inago.
If you're looking for great mercy. See,
that's the flamingo manning.
No. See, the thing about Inago is Inago ain't named good Inago. We named great Inago.
Oh,
so
get it right.
However, hey, I ain't got nothing to take from Grand Bahama. Y'all had an awesome weekend. Y'all had an awesome weekend.
West End was fun today.
West End was keen on. Today, I always said, I think shows that the first Tuesday and Wednesday after all about our culture because
That's what we're talking about today, buddy.
All across the Commonwealth. You mean, I think it's just too much going on so many different places one time, man.
Listen, so
how are you supposed to choose where to go?
Let me say hi then to Grand Bahama because
Royalville was carrying
on. I have a Grand Bahamian in him. So you're going to need to pump your brakes because Grand Bahama to support me to the T. So let me take some time and shout out my top, my grand fans in Grand Bahama. Because ain't no Bahama like Grand Bahama, okay? And I got your central Grand Bahama man in the house with me. Hi, Mama. Shout out to Mama. Mama, I could try behave now because I just realized Mama's be listening to me. And sometimes I just get over hard and I don't want Mama to go in her closet and get that switch for me. But Mama, you may have to get the tamarind switch because I get your grandson and yeah, and when we just get on a little bad sometime. We just got to so tell the Grand Bahamian. See, he ain't want Mama. No, Mama, I let the secret out the bag. Tell Grand Bahama hi, and you better send Mama a shout out.
Good afternoon. Shout out to everybody down in Lewis Yard. Everywhere I go, and they say, tell Gabby hi. Please listen. I didn't even know Grand Bahama was locked in, and then she had to let me know what. You know, the Grand Bahamians always locked into Guardian Radio. So, hi to everybody. Mm-hmm. I had a great time from what I could remember. And
you wouldn't believe someone tell me the same thing this afternoon. In terms of Grand Bahama, I say, look here, I was living vicariously through the snaps.
She been to Grand Bahama with me, and I always tell people, right, if you get CJ in Nassau and you get CJ in Grand Bahama,
it's two different
very
CJ.
Very different people. Because when you're home and like Grand Bahama is quiet, it's comfortable, we don't really bother like that. You go, you have your good time. Nobody really watching you because they having their own good time too.
Mm-hmm. You just quiet and thing. I was trying to figure out which part of.
Quiet as we know how to keep our mouth shut.
Okay. See, I think there.
What happens in Grand Bahama?
There are two versions of Grand Bahama. There's a Grand Bahama for the people that live there, and there's a Grand Bahama for those of us that visit there. Because I tell people, for me, Grand Bahama is a little taste of foreign right here at home. When I go to Grand Bahama, it's gonna be ready to come home. And you can't go to Grand Bahama visiting and leaving if you ain't toting food. That's one of the things I've learned about Grand Bahama.
Well, let me let the secret out of the bag. I make him tote me a whole frozen bowl of soup for Mama when he come back. He had to bring that back. He couldn't get back on the plane unless he was toting that.
She very lucky that whole
place has to go to Grand Bahama for food. I'm gonna let this out the. You could get two lobster tail with two sides for $15. But look here, everybody does tote food when it comes to Grand Bahama, boy.
Yeah, listen to me. I was like, if you come on this plane and you don't bring that food from Mama, and he still leave, he know me and him could follow, because he still ain't bring...
I owe some coconut tart.
Listen, there's this lady, and she don't do it. Like, she don't bake it. But she must have baked it. When she went there and started baking the coconut tart.
She always do it like during the Easter. Like if people ask. I was supposed to make a call from the time I get there. But you know, I had other things on my mind.
This some other West End?
No, this right in Hunters.
Okay. This right in Hunters. And Ian bring... Jen, if you're listening, I'm pleading. Please send me some of that buttery, delicious coconut tart that you make. I've never tasted coconut tart like that.
We got some good coconut tart in the south, you know,
But listen to me. Jen has made this a little different. I don't know what she did do to it. All right,
I can try it when I get it.
I don't know what she... But she don't even really bake it.
My grandmother was a coconut tart engineer. She took our entire family off of coconut tart.
And so you could bake some coconut tart too, man. Oh,
come on, man, Gabby, man. Look, I grew up in the kitchen.
Man, and you'll never bring me a piece of coconut tart. I can't bake, you know. I don't like measure. I just the type of woman in the kitchen, my ancestors to speak to me and say, that's enough, child.
Gabby,
that's
for those who know me and know
so
me
so I don't
well,
be baking, but I can
knows
cook.
Knows that Manda can handle herself in the kitchen, but I got to try this coconut tart from Grand Bahama. I got to come experience that because mother made, in my opinion, the best coconut tart in my experience. But I like to try other people.
People just get mad when I tell them, say, okay, my grandmother makes the best potato bread on the planet.
No. This is what I'm saying.
Big fight,
baby. Emancipation, we can't be talking
Mama
about.
Does what? Make the best potato bread on the face of the planet.
Is this the one we made outside? hella bottom, hella top, she, hallelujah in the middle.
She used to, but you know, mama.
I know, exactly.
She have to do her little modern thing.
If they used to make it outside, them set, they know how to still make it good inside.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you got them. Ooh, you got them real grandma. Jesus. What, Let me tell you when they used to stink up the community again?
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I can expose a little bit of my bad ways here. Sharing food, right? I hate sharing food, right? And if my grandmother cooking food for me, I ain't trying to share that with nobody, right?
It was the potato bread.
Now, I just tote normally pans of potato bread with me, right?
Yeah, remember the last time I only get one little piece.
And you only get, if you're lucky, you get a little piece. Because I eat all that by myself. I get big for no reason, but you know.
Growing up, I didn't have a say. And so when Grammy make that potato bread outside and the community smell it, and Mr. Joe Lewis and Mr. Joe Harvey them get their piece and Miss G get her piece, I'm like, why you bake this for all them? And if I told The Rock, I get light the fire, I get do all this, and all them get bread out of dust.
The worst thing she could ever do is ask me to hand out food for her because you get the washing.
I hope you had it when you said the food, he just repackaged it.
Gabby missing get a whole bowl this time because I didn't have enough time to find one cup to put that in.
It's like Emancipation Weekend where we get to go through our family islands and really take part in these things that are uniquely us. It's like, give me more. Because we're here in Nassau or throughout the country on a day-to-day just going through the hustle and bustle of life. So when you get a time that you could just let go life and embrace these kinds of things, it's like, give me more.
It really is the best of the Bahamas, right? And I feel like we don't take enough time to really... Like, we have all these people paying millions of dollars every year, like, flooding into our country to enjoy... Well,
in light of
we so busy trying to, you know, make ends meet and going through, like you say, the hustle and bustle every day, we don't really get a lot of opportunities to like pleasures really appreciate of these small life. Things. But
speaking of pleasures, I don't even know if I should call it a pleasure.
It was a pleasure.
Well, you know, Issa McKenzie, and you know, this is the great debate of Exuma McKenzie's. Andrews McKenzie's, Cat Island McKenzie's, all is one, by the way. All one par child, all spread out through the island. All of them is one. But anyway, daddy them from the bluff. Now, you know us. We ain't grow up there. So I decided, okay. And then my friend, I gone with my bestie. Because they the Gilberts down there.
Okay.
So they down there in New Bite or whatever. So we say, man, we need to go Cat Island. Let's just go Cat Island. This is the 78th.
Always headed to Cat Island.
Yeah, this is the 78th.
I've been arguing about that from being from Managua.
This is the 78th regatta. 70th?
Wow.
So this is supposed to be boom. Your prime minister, your member of parliament is the prime minister of the country.
He did plenty raking and scraping this weekend.
Boom.
I saw a video of him singing with Veronica Bishop.
Yeah, I was right there. I record one of them.
Okay.
I record one of them videos.
No. I saw plenty pictures with you and him this week.
Yeah, me and my prime minister take picture. Listen to me. I ain't gonna lie. I was supposed to blast him out. But then, time as he start talking to me soft, I say, man, I see why people is got around you. He start talking to me dead soft. And he say, you enjoying yourself? And
Gabby.
I say, then he call you by your name. And
Gabby.
I say, oh, Lord.
Gabby.
I couldn't blast. I couldn't rout a man. I need these politicians to take notes. When you want to be a politician or you want to ascend to the highest office, you got to know how to de-escalate the situation. You got to know because the current had done gone off and I didn't reach out there till 11 o'clock and I done sweating and I'm mad because I in the middle of about to go take a shower and the current going off and I couldn't even round about it because I was like, come out there. He come and he throw your hand and he throw your hand around you. He's making you feel love now. He throw your hand around you and he say, you enjoying yourself? And he said in such a low tone, and you get some of this food, and you get some. Listen, and he right, and I even forget I was gonna go yuck him up.
I've seen him do the same similar in an hour game, but he is such an impressionable. This man sitting on the yard playing domino, and I'm like, what's the prime minister?
Listen, he is...
You got to give it to him.
I have to give it to him. And I was like, man, I see why he was able to pull some of these lackluster, half-wit politicians across the finish line. Because, my God, they say, if you ain't going to do it for them, do it for Brave.
Uh-huh.
And when he talk to you and he come talk to you, you feel so
are
sorry.
Are you able to separate the two, Gabby? Like, are you able to say one is the prime minister and one is Brave David? Or the two just so uniquely mashed together?
Yes,
like, you can't help but love the two because you love one or you like one.
It's so woven together. It's like he found this mix. And you have the privilege of watching two prime ministers before him who were his colleagues. So he then watched them do what it is they do. And so he saw the charismatic version of Christie that people loved. And he saw the version of Ingram that people loved. And he said, guess what? I could be the best of the two of them. I could be better than two of them because I could take a little bit of this. I could take a little bit of that. And yeah, y'all could cuss me up. But guess what? Thomas, I come here and I throw my hand around you and I say, you enjoying yourself? You okay? You can forget what you're supposed to cuss him for. Shout out to our Prime Minister, Philip Edward Brave Davis.
You heard no complaints coming out of Cat Island.
Listen to me.
Other than Gabby. And
a plane full of people that visited with me. See, here's the thing. We have these regattas are also really an internal tourism. Yeah. When we think about it, regattas are internal tourism, local tourism.
It's economic injection
for persons primarily from the capital, from Nassau, and maybe even other islands to come to your island to help stimulate your economy. Oftentimes, these events, rake and scrape, regatta, these are the events when the most economic injection and stimulation is brought to these islands. I was so disappointed in the lack of plan. That was the Cat Island 70th regatta. When I said there was absolutely nothing to do, this was the poorest regatta I've ever attended.
Wow.
There was nothing to do during the daytime. Regattas, you know, it's from morning to night. There is something to do because oftentimes during the day, people bring their families out.
Yeah.
The children are out. We got there on Thursday.
They not no like face paint.
It was no platinum to maple. Y'all
couldn't have gone.
It wasn't.
Climb up the mountain.
It wasn't none of that. It was so disheartening because I'm like, I came here, I expected to just be worn out by things to do. Instead, I took more cat naps than the cats in Cat Island. Because Thursday, the service went down. Let's start there. Cell service, power went out Thursday. Hardly anybody on the island yet. And we are ready. Meanwhile, the gentleman that picked us up from the airport already telling us, hey, y'all, so this story time now. Y'all know, get around. It was waiting on story time. It's story time.
I was watching your Snap trying to figure out what was going on because I was running competition with June to see who going to be the best. Cat Island.
It's story time. Gather around. Call a friend, text a friend. Tell them, Gabby, you're having story time. So I say, okay, it's Thursday. Let me give it a chance. You know, we like to get in before the crowd gets in, you know. Let's just give it a chance. Boom. No cell service. Alive, down, flatline. Disappointment on the island. Gone. No service for the rest of the time.
What?
So I had to count on my dear friends, BTC. And I had to go on my favorite little app and purchase an eSIM, Aerolo. And I went and I got me a BTC eSIM. And I was able to get connection. But I wasn't able to until about Saturday. Able to do that because the Wi-Fi as well was down in a lot of places. Jeez. Soon we had to find people who had Starlink internet to get connected.
That's what I'm considering that.
Right? So, and then a lady casually comes to me. So now I done frustrated because I ain't got no connection. I can't text my husband, can't text my mom. They need to know if I alive. Can't text nobody and tell them I alive on the island with the fire cats, okay? Anyway, so we went to order some food. Tell me why the food take 3 hours and nobody there.
Not 3 hours.
Tree. The tree, like T-R-E-E, tree.
I thought you say nobody was really on the island.
Ain't nobody was on the island. The food take 3 hours.
They was cooking on an electric stove there.
CJ, Gabby just said take 3 hours, T-R-E-E.
It takes T-R-E-E.
I mean what I say. It takes that amount of...
And that's how long, just how long for the tree to grow outside, that's how long the food to take. I felt like I could have gone fishing in, Fishing in on the boat, drop the line, catch that grouper, scale that, gut that, clean that, fillet that, fry that, and that'll take less than 3 hours. I feel like they went out to sea for that. They went out to sea for that. It took 3 hours. I ordered grouper fingers and a salad.
Nah, see, a salad. Put gas in the boat and all that.
Okay, I said I could give them the benefit of the doubt. I come back the next day because the grouper tastes good. I go back the next day and my friend said, this is what happened when so you like bad good. Treatment.
The yeah. food good.
The food was good.
The food good. Okay.
The food was good. So I went back the next day. I say, man, I hope today it don't take 3 hours. I hope they learn a lesson. They prep cook. Might not be this bad. And they didn't have crab and rice that first day. And you know, I was a sucker for some crab and rice. So I go on back the second day. I say, man, this crab and rice should taste good.
Yeah, you can't go Cat Island and don't eat crab and rice.
You can't go Cat Island and don't eat crab and rice. I wait, but 3.5 hours this time. I even exaggerate.
You and order the grouper this time.
I even exaggerate. No, I order snapper this time. Because you know, crab and rice go good with snapper.
And you was hoping that, okay, the grouper take that long, that's a deep water fish. Yes.
I can at least get the snapper going.
And half the time.
Half the time.
Wow.
No food for 3 hours, y'all. When I said I was rolling, I was rolling. I was like, okay, at this point, I give up. We couldn't get breakfast on the island. No breakfast.
No boiled fish?
No, I mean, I don't know if they only cook like they host pots. A few places that did have breakfast. When you cook a host pot, so time is you come outside. Lunch didn't start till about 2 o'clock everywhere. Every stall you go on to. Or check us back with 1:30, 2 o'clock. Jesus. So you telling me I come to this island with all this money to spend with y'all. With more gas, I think that's why I said, nah. I come back with more gas. I need that fever grass. You got to carry meat. Hold on. It was waste because come Sunday, the people say, you know, cooking happening there after church.
Wow.
Say what?
I say, oh my God.
So you know early mass day. You know early mass day.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out if I came to a cultural regatta. Mm. Because what is going on? And then everyone making excuses. The woman, when the internet was down, right? So everybody checking their phone. They was like, your phone down. One of the residents could say, oh, child, sometimes it has been down for 2 weeks. And she said it so casually, like, this normal.
It's not normal.
Then the power went off.
Like,
the power went off for several hours. And then everybody just was like, okay, the first time it went off, it only went off for an hour. So she was like, oh, it's only an hour. Okay, it's only an hour. Nobody's on this island yet because this was Thursday when it first went off. So imagine when the boatload of people touch down. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with our culture. And this is our local culture. I was on the plane with someone that took three flights. An American tourist that took 3 flights to come to Cat Island Regatta.
Oh, wow.
And this is the experience that as a local I'm getting. Could you imagine?
Question. Does the Ministry of Family Island Affairs or one of those, do they fund our regattas and homecomings? They are associations in these various communities. Do we have no clue.
I know they have, all of them have regatta planning committees on the various islands.
And what I've learned throughout the years is that a lot of what we experience is a result of the planning of those local committees and what they do. So that's why for me today, similarly, I wanted to really commend the next generation of planners in Inagua. I mean, like the young people.
Yeah.
This time we're really totally in charge. From the president come right down, we're the next generation of young people.
Yeah.
And I'm 42. This homecoming in Inagua reminded me of the years when my mother, when I was a child, and I saw mommy them go into homecoming and the dray loads, the planes used to come in. I felt that spirit this time around and seeing the young people.
And speaking of spirit, we'll pick this conversation up right after this commercial break. We're talking about Bahamian culture and the regattas that took place over the Emancipation Weekend. We'll be right back.
Wendy's Cheesy, spicing things up this summer with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
No budget for vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood buddy go on come live here, and then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Some say it's musical, come get a belly full of the hanging culture. Some get emotional, some take it personal, get all hysterical.
96.9 FM, Guardian Radio today. These people just get hysterical for Bahamian culture. They just get emotional. I mean, they just go crazy, you know, for Bahamian culture.
Everybody think they community and Family Island can cook, you know.
So everybody think they...
Everybody
in CJ right. Tell me I better stop going to these people and exposing them. I gotta stop going to these islands and exposing them.
But people tell me, say, Exuma people can cook, and then some people tell me Exuma people can't cook. But the people in Black Point tell me, but Mandel don't play that. We don't play that here. They can cook. They can cook it. But look here, some people can cook in Black Point, boy.
Listen to me. CJ and Mandel, the food in Gat Island was so overpriced. We were paying on average between $25 to $35 a plate.
What?
For food. And the food wasn't even heavy. Like, you know how that Andres Heavy would do stuff. Had your hand where you could have eat it for a couple of days. Your hand. I mean, this... I just looking at that food, like, if I could feed this to my niece, because and it don't take 3 hours to get it, so I need to order tomorrow food now, and it's still probably going to be ready by us tomorrow. I gave up. I say, you know what? I change my flights. I come home Sunday. I leave my best friend in Gat Island. I say, I ain't doing this. Then the power gone off about 5. It went off. Mind you, we could have seen where we were staying. We could have seen the power was off at the Regatta site, but they learned from Rick and Scrape. They had generator. But if you got generated at the Regatta site and everybody else current off, who could be out there? Because we were getting ready to go to the Regatta site when power went off. So who was going out there? And not only did the power go off, I was trying to figure out if the woman had electric pump or she was connected to water and search, because the water went off too.
So I don't know if you ever been to the Cayman Islands back in the day. They had a event they used to call Frowsy Rubber. That's what it sounded like. Y'all was trying to put together Frowsy Rubber.
I mean, it was a time. And then, make matters worse. I shared my picture, because you would see the pictures of me on the Regatta committee site now. Y'all can see the pictures of me.
No, I saw you.
I
was shocked when I saw you home on Sunday. I was like, oh, look
at me. I had to get out of there. I had to get out on the first thing I done was underneath the tent. See, Brave, I'm mad at you again now. Because I was underneath
until
the tent.
Until she
see him. CJ, did you see the picture underneath the tent when the rain came down?
I was underneath the tent. Y'all should not have built that airport in Otter's town first. ain't much people is flying to Otis Town. New bike airport should have been completed first. New bike got that piece of tent that I get all wet up in. Because the rain came down hard, hard, hard. So you know me and everybody there was soaked and pissed. Every day was vexed.
You literally get wet?
I get wet because the rain started blurring. It's blurring. It's blurring. The rain was blurring under the tent. So everybody coming in the middle with them old school church chair. You know the church chair with the fold up, the steel one, which you used to have in music class when they used to play in the band? And they rusted now. They rusted.
Are foreigners on this flight in England?
Yeah, man. Oh,
like tourists?
Yeah, the lady was sitting there like she was on board. And she was just like, get me off of this island. she was in jacket.
You make that point about it being tourists, but I ain't gonna lie. I mean, tourism was not the house. Tourism didn't build my house, right? So I've never worked in tourism, and I know it's our number one industry. But the truth of the matter is, a tourist coming in and they spending a couple dollars here, I have to live here every day of my life. I care about whether I'm uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, the tourists, yes, you want to be gracious to your guests, but I think there comes a point where we have to behaviors deserve better, right? Like, I think a lot of times, like, speaking of culture, a part of our culture has been accepting just low standards and nothing does irk my soul more.
Do we ever get to talk like about that part of our culture?
It's not normal to hear, like, when I left, right? I remember the first rainstorm.
By the way, he don't live here no more. He take all his talents and go and carry it elsewhere to the people, other people's country.
Because God didn't build me for bad treatment.
He was tired of working for you now.
And I don't apologize for it. And most of your children, I hope you want better for them too. So either we can build better, go find better elsewhere. I hope
that's what's contributing to the brain drain that we're experiencing.
But I also feel like we need to get real and stop thinking that there's some magical formula that's gonna make people say, "Oh no, I'm gonna stay in the Bahamas because you know
it's just I like bad treatment."
No, it ain't. When the thunder go off, it's not normal to be scared current going off because one like me, I hate to be hot. I like AC. I like being able to take a hot shower. I like clean water. You know, so all the, I like the internet. Come on, Bob. I'm a millennial. I need the internet.
According to the executive of BPL, you need to like that constant breeze just as much.
And the constant breeze, it seemed like that's all it takes for their current to go off.
and it's become a part of what we expect and accept.
As a people.
As a norm.
Yeah.
Across this
commonwealth.
We know summer is coming now. Oh, prepare for the rolling blackouts. But I want to take us back in our minds to COVID-19.
Oh.
Take us back to COVID-19. I'm talking about lockdown in the house.
AC burning every day.
Bahama and Atlantis lights didn't turn off because Bahama was there making hearts with their lights. If you had to drive, when you finally
you
get outside,
that?
They was making hearts with
you
the lights.
That?
They had a whole light show going on. So they wasn't conserving no light. So I went here, but
nobody was in the hotel.
They was having a light show, and those people are not going to turn off all their air conditioning and stuff for their place to be mold, mildew. It's not happening. So everything was still running just as though persons were there. We had persons having to consume. You had to plug in laptops, tablet, because children were being homeschooled.
Everybody doing everything from home.
Everybody was doing everything from home, work. And I don't recall where the power went off. And if it did, not for more than 30 minutes to an hour.
We did have the outages to some degree, but nowhere like they are now. I remember that because I remember through virtual schooling, there were some instances, I was working with the school system and stuff at the time, and there were some instances where the power being off, so kids couldn't access the virtual platform and so forth. But it was nowhere near.
Can you imagine if like in the middle of lockdown, current going off for a whole day, you think everybody was staying in the house? Never.
No, we then was having problem just being in the home with our wife in the first place. But current on.
Imagine
we're
if
talking
current
full.
Was
on.
They wouldn't have been able to accomplish a lockdown. So my thing is, if they could have do it then, right? Just try to remember what you was doing.
I think there's different... Since the current administration that's in place, since they came into power in 21, I think there were some decisions made by their administration that resulted in a different kind of management at BPL in terms of assets and transmission. Because even if you look in today's paper, you'll see on the front page of the Nassau Guardian where it says...
By the way, get your copy, get your copy.
And I would encourage people to go and read this particular story. It says, BGC still working to acquire T&D assets from BPL, officials say. Now, and just glancing over that, it sounds like you don't know what that means. But what it means is that the Bahamas grid company, which you was, I believe, according to the story, or Island Grid or one of the other subsidiaries or something, was responsible for upgrading the transmission and distribution and has since pulled out of that deal, allegedly based on the story. And we're now stuck with, we don't know as a people what we're stuck with.
This whole thing is bleaky for me.
Exactly.
It's
you know?
Very mixed up.
And so all we're hearing is...
It hasn't been very transparent. We haven't really had people who are having honest, forthright, clear conversations with people. I ain't gonna lie, right? I consider myself a fairly educated person. I'm not an expert in electricity, and I shouldn't have to be. I actually don't care about how you get the electricity from where it is to my house. You want to know why? Because that's what I'm paying you for, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying you for a service, just like how I love my food, right? I don't need to know how they make that snap or that but tastes so good.
You can't expect to get 100% or optimal performance.
100% of the
100%
time.
100% of the time.
Now, hold on. That's true. That's true. But you know what they do expect you to pay? Your bill 100% of the time.
In full.
Okay.
Talk
so
about that
if, you, if you expect me to be able to perform when it comes to my end, because remember now, all of us have a contract with this company, right? When you sign up, you are making contract with them. And the contract is that they provide this service, electrical supply, for your money. That is how commerce works. I go to work, I give my job, my effort, they pay me, and then I make contracts with different people for the things that I want to enjoy my life. One thing that I want to enjoy my life, air condition, I want internet, I want clean water. I mean, I'd like decent roads too, but, you know.
In light of.
You get what you can get.
That one, a little bit lower on my priority list, but steady electricity, clean water, internet has become essential for us to
function.
I literally cannot do my job without internet. You know what I mean? So I can't make money to pay these people that I've entered into these contractual obligations with without the internet. So saying, oh, we go without it for 2 weeks, utterly unacceptable. In 2026, honestly, I always just say to people, the Bahamas is now, what, 53 years old, right? If you knew somebody who was 53 and has behaved like how we just behave as a country, what would you call that person?
Immature.
No, but what really yuck up my vexation?
Unacceptable.
Like the old people that say, I happened to had to go to BPL yesterday. This is just before the press conference aired where Mr. McKenzie, when he really yuck up my vexation by saying, well, you know, but y'all just go outside, go to the beach. Like, I just do it, you know, like...
Channeling Uncle Rodney.
When I got there, the line to pay your bill is nearly out the door. Then there's a key horse on the outside. The line to get to that key horse is nearly out the gate. And you can't get inside BPL yard even to park. You ain't park along the road. That's how much people they're paying their bills. And there has been no increase in additional staffing or nothing, even to accommodate.
Because they want you to go online now. They want you to use the portal.
How you gonna use the portal to current in on?
I was just gonna say, you need current.
Man, I pay $500 the other day. Leave out a BPL and gone home and current gone off.
Honestly, now that's a serious thing, you know. You could imagine paying somebody $500 in a little bit of money.
What?
You paying this company $500 and the second you get home from putting half a grand
CJ,
in their pocket and
CJ,
they ain't delivering
CJ,
what you just paid them all that money
CJ,
for, I won't fight you.
What's what really getting me is the power being out for the amount of time it being out and the bill ain't no...
No, exactly.
It ain't
so
no
if half of the time I spend without no light, why am I billing half as much?
I don't understand.
Because
this is Bahamian
because
culture.
It's what we accept. And, you know, I always say I can't think of anything. I honestly cannot think of anything in the world that Bahamians would not accept.
So where the money get?
We've been given this lore that Bahamians have always been calm and docile and, you know, and yes, that's a beautiful thing, but at some point we have to stand up and say enough is enough now.
There's
what you can do, make some sense.
Look in the comments, Gab. You know, look in the comments, there's this growing conversation where Slowly but surely, your people saying, "What color we wearing to the gathering?"
Well, listen, we're gonna open the phone lines for commentary on this. We're talking Bahamian culture. We're gonna run to the news and we'll continue the discussion. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM, with your illustrious host Gabby and.
Listen, when I shoot marbles, make a kite flip and flop. When I shoot swim. You try spinning top. When last you had a piece of Betty Gay. When last you had a piece of Todd. When last you mix a Janus with your. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all you, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a classic style. Big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Just like when Juniper Indians patch, I want to see you shaking and jumping like that.
Yes!
Woo!
...96.9 FM, Guardian Radio Today. Welcome back. And if you are joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. Pull up a chair, call a friend, text a friend, and let them know we're doing what we just do on a Wednesday afternoon. Now listen. Mandel was in here talking about Exuma people. It would be remiss of me if I don't shout out Sarah Bean from Exuma. Hi, Sarah. Sarah, I hear you just make... Divide, put that TV on me. That's right. You see that? Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. Divide, you listen to your mom, okay? She is training you in the right direction. So shout out to Sarah and the entire Exuma family. Sarah, listen, tell them, turn it up. Turn it up loud, loud, loud so they can hear this. Shout out to Sarah being down there and the entire Exuma family. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this journey with me. Texas, I know y'all is be all over me like white on rice. So I get you. I got you. I on these text messages right now. And then call us. We could go to the phone line. This conversation, we're talking about Bahamian culture. We're talking about this boring regatta I've been to, the 78 Cat Island. We're talking about regattas all around. What happened over the Emancipation Weekend? We're talking Bahamian culture. This text says, "Hi, gorgeous Gabby." Oh, see, y'all so sweet. "I love your show and look forward to it weekly." Thank you so much, Dexter. I appreciate you. I love you too. This text says, hey, Gabby, tell your guests the best potato bread is made in Jim's sister in Eleuthera. We don't put coconut in our potato bread, but I love coconut in the potato bread.
First of all, they say they're from Eleuthera, and they're giving you food advice. Disqualified. Disqualified. Disqualified.
We use soft ripe banana, which makes it smooth and tasty. Hey, Gabby, send me your WhatsApp number so I can send you news from Eleuthera. This is your TGIW friend. TGIW friend. I want these people to spot me. I'm going to let you do in a little bit.
I actually should apologize. Shout out to that one. Remember the one place I tell you had very good food in Eleuthera?
In JC?
It wasn't in JC. It's in Governors.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the one place where y'all had good food.
There is a
place that has good food in Eleuthera. The rest of y'all.
Shout out to my friend in Lucha. Yeah, I love y'all. And how dare I? Shout out to my Brylin family. Shout out to the Aubreys in Harbor Island and in Eleuthera. I love y'all, love y'all, love y'all. Like, cook food, okay? I know y'all must be listening to me too, getting all bad on this radio. Yeah, shout out to y'all. This next text says, excellent talk show, Gabby, today. Grand Bahama Island is listening always. We love your exciting talk show. Wes and Grand Bahama was jumping this Emancipation Weekend. Greetings and best wishes from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph C. Stubbs and Freebird. Shout out to Rudolph. Listen, the mayor is make sure that Grand Bahama locked and loaded. Yeah. And I love you all.
West End, really. Shout out to them in West End. They was and I went there in the middle of the day, by mind you. The middle of the day.
I see you was having so much fun and had the nerve to video call me. How dare you video call me while I was suffering down there in Cat Island?
That's what you're trying to
do. I was down there suffering in Cat Island. And he had the nerve to video call me. But the thing about it is, the video call couldn't come true, so I said, that's good, because I ain't on no internet. And then the current was off.
Look, we had a blast. I mean, like, from the middle of the day I was out, I think we went out like 11 o'clock.
Y'all are like 3 and 4 different events going on.
Yeah.
And all the events pack one time, but then the people in Grand Bahama say they ain't got no money and things. like.
First of all, mind your business, right? When we say we ain't got no money, we ain't got no money to pay you. We got money for what we want to do, right?
I wouldn't talk with Bakayad.
Man,
what?
I had a really nice time. I don't get to carry on like that too often
anymore.
I really
didn't know Grand Bahama has been at that Emancipation Weekend. Yeah. Me personally.
Well, listen to me. We considering us our next stop. We the girl
there.
We
in Agua.
Man, but then I didn't say I may go Grand Bahama.
Gabby, all roads lead.
Man, you all need to stop having. I have a confliction. Why we just have all these regattas the same time?
I've been saying the same thing.
It is. We need to make a national regatta schedule.
Because it's too much.
And we need have all of the committee members or representative, the president from each.
The National Regatta Council.
Council. Bingo. Look at me and Mandel coming up with your ideas for y'all. We're making the National Regatta Council, and each president of each regatta association on every island will sit on the council.
Yes.
And we will divide the dates, and we will send out a national regatta schedule, and that way we can economically empower and stimulate each island without so much competition. At least 2 at a time. Not but the 3, 4, 5, because I hear Long Island had something and all.
Rollville practically sink.
Wow. Y'all was in Rollville and Black Point? Man, listen to me.
Gabby. That it's just so much going on Emancipation Weekend. And so I said, we can't change these dates maybe, but then maybe we now need to just continue to compete in terms of whose event is going to be the most attractive.
It ain't Cat Island. Y'all is qualified. Y'all should know no more regattas anymore.
We coming for
y'all is qualified.
We only do homecoming in Inagua. And so for years, it's normally been those of us that are from Inagua want just going back home. But now you have a lot of people that, because we have spread far and wide, they say, hey, I want to go and experience where you're from. Yeah. And so now you have a lot of people interested in finding out what the secret is. And so if you're a single woman and looking for the greatest man of your life, check the Porch podcast. Great man is the secret. Great man is the best kept secret, and they're found in Great Inagua. The secret is out, so it's
Inagua
all about
is the best kept secret.
But
the
we gotta do something for Chu. We gotta do something for Chu. We gotta figure out a way, because I've never been to Cat Island, and despite what you say, I want to go and experience it. I want to go and see it for myself.
What that is? You want to see the five cats and the potholes and the tent with the big hole left?
Although I was experiencing black
Karen was off raking scrapes, so you won't go there. You know how many thousands of dollars it costs to go there? We could go Miami.
I've never been.
It's okay. You were missing nothing.
When you was leaving, I was like, wait.
You ain't missing that. I cut my trip short. How sad I was. The man could tell me, and the nerve of this young man, the Miller part of my family, say, I need to change my last name from McKenzie because if I don't know that all the things happening in the bluff, then I must not be no McKenzie. Yada yada. Ray 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 ray. Listen to me.
Annoying.
Listen to me. You so annoying.
That's annoying because if I'm not from Cat Island and I'm coming, I mean, even if I have ancestry from there. And we just do this so much. It's like whenever somebody gives us any criticism, we get defensive. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, okay, well,
how can we improve?
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you didn't know what's going on, you want to know why? Probably because you ain't one of the organizers. You're not one of the people who are involved in it, right? But you aren't putting on the event for yourselves. You're putting it on for people who don't know. So your job is to make sure that information gets out to them.
And they had the nerve to comment. Like there were people commenting under my post being like, oh, Cat Islanders would enjoy this. So if you and the five people that live there want to continue to stay on that island, that's fine. But the point of these is to economically stimulate the island. So if you aren't interested in anyone else other than the five Cat Islanders staying there, because according to my daddy was like, he ain't know where to go. And my daddy is so blunt. I come from the blunt side. I got two set. My granddaddy and my daddy. And on the two sides, ma and pa. And then, you know, my granduncle was Rodney Monker. I keep telling y'all, I can't help it. I got this in my blood. My daddy could tell me, I know what you're going down there for anyway, because there ain't nothing down there other than land. But I say, daddy, what you mean? I say, matter of fact, you need to come show me where our land is. Let me see if I can build a hut on y'all.
No, Gabby, we gotta go back.
According to my daddy, ain't nothing in Cat Island under the land. He said grease and the bounce and all the set from the bluff would used to do the rake and scrape dead and dead. He said, what you going down there for?
Maybe they will be so upset by you exposing them.
I think
that
so.
It will, you know,
get better.
Make them step up and they can try to prove you wrong.
I hope.
I bet you there's going to be an airport there.
No, the airport is already underway. I saw it. It looks beautiful. The building looks beautiful. It's not
this
done.
The
Artist Town one is finished. But my issue with it is there's only two little countertop thing. The whole thing is run by Bahamas Air. Which tells me you are not thinking futuristically. You're not thinking expansion. For example, in Bimini, Silver Airways and American Airlines flies directly into there. So where's the vision for expanding so that not just people don't have to fly into Nassau, they can fly directly from their countries into these islands?
But Gabby, I've wanted to address that in terms of aviation and airlift into a lot of these islands. Hence why we only can depend on these regattas or so forth for economic injection around those time periods. And when just those time periods, it's not adequate enough airlift to get into these islands. Yeah. For example, a lot of people talked about the situation that recently happened in Andres. And I spoke to someone that had some connection to it. And in tears, they said to me, Bahamas Air has not flew here in 20 years, Mandel. Yeah. And when I saw Bahamas Air land in Inagua during homecoming with the jet, I said, oh, wow, how grateful we must be as a people that we can accommodate that jet at our airport in Great Inagua.
You know how far Inagua is?
The point is, Bahamas there still flies there. Yeah. And we ought to be grateful for that in light of other communities that are right here.
DJ, you wanted to add to that?
And so,
yeah, no, well, I was going to say, you know, I think that's a larger conversation about connectivity, right? Because we do have a lot to offer all around the country. But
that's
what
we
really
want to experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we're so focused on how do we get foreigners to these places. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, as a Bahamian, I want to go.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Shout out to Inagua, because when I was in Inagua, I had a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time in Inagua.
What a name.
Mayaguana.
And that, you know, I like food.
Yeah.
Now,
I still think the best cooks in, like, Mayaguana, Cat Island, Crooked Island, like, down there. Like, yeah, the South.
No,
all y'all got
like
the best
cooks. Mosquitoes was as big as the plane we went on. But the food in Mayaguana, socks off. Mm-hmm. Knock my socks. Shout out to the people in Mayaguana. They know what they're doing. So, but a lot of Bahamians can't say they ever been to these places. You know what I mean? Like, unless you have family from there, you feel like, oh, I don't have a reason to go there. Go there because it's a great place. But we have to make it easier and more affordable for people to go there. Now,
and we need the committees, like Gabby said, to really know what they're doing and have a plan. Yeah. A schedule of events.
It wasn't no schedule of events in Cat Island. They was making it up as they go along. Today, we could turn the light off for a couple hours. This is planned load shedding. Tomorrow, guess what? We know if we could even have any music going on. I mean, I going out to the site on a Friday. Doing a big Friday afternoon after they come here weekend. On a holiday weekend and flying you on a Thursday. Thousands of dollars to come to this old dead island. You all make me so mad. And so then they break up with them soft island. Words and cause me forget I was supposed to
on the family
around.
Islands, right? Like I don't know the rest of them. But in Inago, we used to do the motorcade from the airport and then you all ain't doing none of that?
Motorcade? What?
Wait, look here. From I was a little boy, I tell you, from I was a child. When the plane land, when the excursion land in Inago, I talking about this on. It's on. You from the plane.
As a matter of fact, from the plane. They had a bunch of people at the airport that drove us down in. That drove us down into settlement where we stayed. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
As a matter of fact,
the people in San Sal were
really
very
experience
well.
What homecoming is like for us, like down in the south in Inago. From you leave Nassau Airport on that flight, you could tell sweet Jesus you prepared for a plane ride. Thank God Father Palacios would be on the flight. He's got to say, y'all calm down. We in the air. And I talking about a party in the air from Nassau to Inago and back.
Speaking well, you got of, to. That's a flight.
Speaking of, let me get to some
I don't think a lot of people realize
messages.
How far Inago is. It's worth the trip.
Yeah.
But
let me get to some audience
it's worth the
messages,
trip.
Y'all. This person says, Gabby and guests, the Arthurstown Airport in Cat Island was more easy to restore and expand. The new Bight Airport had to be broken down and rebuilt. Okay, so everyone had to adjust on traveling to Cat Island for the regatta. Now the PM has some explanations for the travelers. 2027, we would be better and exciting year to visit. Oh boy, I want to have a date.
So they say next year they should be.
And y'all can send a plicket. I need a refund. I need a refund on that regatta.
I get them the following year.
I need a refund, and then y'all put me up, and then I can think about coming back. This next text says, Gabby, I'm not always able to listen to the radio. I must say, the three of you are a great talk show combo. Great comments, funny, great perspectives. No one talking over the other. Thank you so much. We try ya. See, I just have to keep these boys in line. No. Mandela's get out of hand sometimes. But you know, I just have to hog tie him. Like them goat eating them. Hogs, he got
wild hog in
the
Nagua.
We got the whole catching competition and all kinds of things.
I love food. I love food. That hog in the Nagua did take. Nah, I ain't had that.
You better hush him out, boy.
No. I don't hear about that. No. I like food.
What you hear about? You better hush him out.
Shout out
to the Salty Fest Committee. Yeah. Y'all have done it. Y'all have made my heart proud. Y'all have made Inaguans proud.
Listen to me. I got to open the phone lines. I want y'all to tell me, of all the regattas and the homecomings and all the festivals, which ones do you enjoy and why? What really represents Bahamian culture? So the numbers to call are going to be 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from our beautiful family of islands. Lord, I hope y'all have current and power to call. 242-300-5720. I see the phone lines are already lighting up. Listen, which your island is the best? Who got the best regatta? Who got the best food? Who got the best cultural experience that I could spend my money to and don't have my head hurting? Call you live on Guardian Radio today.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
All right, I have a test for the guy. I can see if he really coming out.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Test
listen,
it.
My grandparents and mom and everybody's from Inago, so I born and grew up there every summer. So I want them to tell the listening audience what part of Inago he's from. Let me see if he really from Inago.
This man trying to really test me. Only one part of Inago there. Only Machu to tell you where I grew up in the lake pump or the lighthouse pump. You want me to tell you how much time I haul in lighthouse pump?
Because if you didn't tell me anything else, I'll tell you something.
Matter of fact, he's moving back to Inago.
What I want the young man talk about is let the people know how that's one of the only islands you could go down to an area called the Pump. You could cast your net and you could feed your belly full and explain them how to calm down with the salt bone.
Hold on, caller. Let me show you.
And let you explain it to the crowd.
Hold on, caller. Before you hang up, let me show you what I used to do with the pump. I grew up in the lighthouse pump and the lake pump. Now, the pump, now Nassau could fit in the pump 2-3 times over. So here's correct. What I do. With the acumen, the business acumen that my grandmother taught me around the pump, I just run around Nassau 2 and 3 times with it. Easy. Easy.
All right. It sounds like you related to either the Nixon or the Recky them.
No, I'm Higgs from Minagua.
Right there. You from Minagua.
When Mr. Schlery should have pumped that one name over, man.
yeah. So tell them back in the day, Coozy Corner used to be the spot, but I go on.
So it's not like I need to come to...
Look here. I realize there's a generation now of us, right? We go to Minagua. On Sunday evenings, you will find us down in the lighthouse pump. I talk about blue crab going to bed, crawfish going to bed.
And you'll never get me nothing. You ain't never said me nothing. You stayed in Minagua.
I keep telling you, come.
I already tell y'all. It's listen to me. August 1st and past. It is lobster season. Do not come talking to me but nothing. And I don't come to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio and the reception. Say, Gabby, there was a cooler bag left for you with some crawfish and some hog snappers. I will accept yellowtail and red snappers as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Next week, I'm headed to Inago next week.
I
can make sure I put your little baggie together.
Thank you very much.
I can make sure I bring you at least 1, 3, 4 blue crab out the pump so you can see what it tastes like.
Thank you very much. I do want seafood burl time as I finish with y'all.
I got you.
I can need my boiler.
I got you.
Listen to me. Which island do y'all think has the best regattas and festivals? Like, which island you think? Because, you know, Nassau had Gombe this weekend as well.
Gombe was nice.
They had Gombe. I heard it was, I might as well stay in Nassau and Gombe the house down. And then they had the Junkanoo Rush down there in Fox Hill. They had the Junkanoo. So, listen, they had the Bear Fest celebrations going on. You always get on bad. My sister say, oh, you wanted to go Cat Island with the 5 cats. Listen to me, y'all. I'm so mad. I've never been more distraught in my life.
That you did that to your holiday.
Never.
Just your holiday. Your long holiday. This is the last long holiday weekend
until October. And I spent it with 5 cats and current off and no internet. And it was on. Y'all. Listen, we got to take a chill break. But I'm in the studio with Mandel and CJ, the Nagua man and the grandest grand bohemian. I got to tell the mayor, he ain't grander than you. Louis Yard in the building. Listen to me. And we're just chopping out, talking about our bohemian culture. What went down over the weekend. And y'all, I'm still recovering from sadness. You know what would really, really help me though?
A bag of hog snapper.
And don't forget the lobster tail. Lobster season open, y'all. I thought y'all was my top fans and y'all would love me, man. Wait, Mr. Clark is. Mr. Clark, you listening to me? I like snapper too. Anyway, we'll be right back on 96.9 FM Guardian Radio today.
That night, the music was playing, and we danced without a care. You looked deeply into my eyes, and I held you oh so near. And oh, when we moved across the dance floor, yes, the mood was so...
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course. Not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering. Can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert invest fights. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF money.
This summer, no worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and 3 nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Marbles. Make a 96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Welcome, welcome back to the show. I am your esteemed, illustrious, gorgeous, beautiful, fantabulous, all of that flamboyant host, Gabby. As well as Gabrielle Alexis McKenzie Enius, but you know, you can call me Gabby. And I'm sitting in studio with none other than Mandel and CJ. And we are just chopping it up about our weekend. Listen, we just had our old story time. I just felt like it's story time in the studio today because this weekend was madness for all the wrong reasons. Because half of y'all ain't had no life. They say, nah, so y'all just experienced what Elutra been experiencing for years.
And listen, that's not the water to stay on. In Elutra, it's
CJ,
the water.
I know you have a story because you lived in Elutra the past a couple of years, just a couple of years back.
I mean, no water, no current. It was like, come on. What kind of...
And now we wonder why people think we live in huts.
I tell you, y'all need to go there now.
Y'all don't
Salty Fest looking better and better every year. Yeah.
Better and better. The power generation plant that we have in Inagua was inherited by the current BPL, and it was a plant that was once run by Morton Salt.
Oh, okay.
And so we have sufficient power, to my knowledge, that powers the community. We understand the growing capacity. I grew up with a lot of the men that are the chief electrician guys on the island, and so pretty well off. When it comes to water, we do not depend on city water. We've incorporated city water into what we call tanks, what we grew up on, where you had that little building that was built outside.
A lot
of us still have tanks and stuff in Inagua. So we don't really have a water problem. Inagua actually means land of great waters. And so we don't have a water problem at all, water-wise. But power-wise, neither.
Boy, Salty Fest sounding better and better every second. This texter says, good day, Gabby. Exuma Georgetown Regatta. That's the best regatta?
I've been to that.
Listen,
it was good.
I think Exuma on the whole, I just have a good time. Ain't nothing got to be going on.
Yeah.
And I just have a good time when I go to Exuma.
Shout out to the people in Exuma, by the way. I love,
the people in Exuma. If you hear pot knock, bushcraft, everybody
gone.
Like this, like I can tell you, Rollville, which is on the mainland, I'm talking about sync with people. Black sync with people, both foreign and local. Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, like, where in the world all these people come from?
They wasn't in Cat Island, that's why. Seems like only me and the five cats was there. And I didn't get the memo. I'm so sorry. sad.
What made you want it? So you thought she was because it's the because
I was adamant on the it's the 70th,
so it could be big, it could be grand, it could be all of that.
I had such high hopes for them.
I said nothing though. I just was like, you know.
My dad was like, Gabby, come to Black Point.
I even offered to pay.
She's like, come to Black Point.
So you give up a free trip to Exuma. Because
that was done.
To pay thousands of dollars.
No, that wasn't paid for. That wasn't paid for. So technically, it would have canceled out, I guess.
My God, but you still would have had a good
time. I blame Jeff. Jeff, I'm blaming you on radio. I'm blaming that. She's like,
can I also say, I think it's hilarious that nobody from Cat Island has called and said, no, but we did have a good time.
No, we need them in the five cats. I came back with a plane full of people, right? Shout out to Orlando. Orlando was this guy from Freeport on the plane with me. I don't even know what Orlando was doing in Cat Island and all that stuff was going on in Freeport. Orlando was so mad. Orlando cut his trip short too because he was in the airport with me underneath the tent. I really want Orlando to go on this show and tell you all his experience. But Orlando did tell me to let him know because I don't know what his issue is with service. But Orlando saying, I come here. And this is how me and Orlando connect because, you know, I thought it was just me, so I was just quiet, getting wet up underneath the tent. And then the rain started, and Orlando
said, my heart went out to you when I saw you under the tent.
That's a lie. I lied.
My heart went out to you. Our terminal in Nago might be small, but we ain't gonna have you in the rain like that.
I was outside under the tent. I'm getting wet up.
I was saying and we had to come.
We had to get close. We had to get close together. Close. They'd bind us so it together, like
you
Lord.
You know how domestic terminals operate. When you didn't check in, right, you cannot check back out or go outside or nothing like that. So y'all couldn't leave underneath the tent, go in the truck or something?
Nope. It wasn't nowhere to go. It was to nowhere to go. You didn't pass the little. You didn't pass the checkpoint.
You didn't pass the
checkpoint. By the way, the checkpoint is a lady putting the bag on top of an 8-foot table, if it's even that long, 6 or 8 foot table.
One of them little
fall apart table. Oh, opening your suitcase. Checking it.
They could be better next year, Gabby.
That's the checkpoint.
I can get your lady
next year.
After.
Next year. Next year, you got to go. Next year, you got
to
go.
Road to next year, so I'll divest for me. I'm going to be available next year.
That's the checkpoint, right? So anyway, we had to get dead close underneath the little tent thing, right? So she, after we didn't go on there, right? So the chairs is so scary to sit in, right? Because you know they didn't rust it. You ain't sure if it go holy, because I know a little tech. I'm going down slow. And I say, Jesus, Lord, please don't embarrass me. Don't let this chair crack.
So these pictures and things we've seen of the airport, they are true?
I go on down slow. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I sit down and I say, Gabby, don't move with this darn chair. Then the rain come down. I had to move out that chair to go find another chair. And I say, Jesus! I said, Jesus! Right? And then this other guy came. I was wondering where all the people was. So clearly they knew not to come until right before the flight was about to come because there ain't enough space.
No, Gabby, hold on. Gabby, any family island I go to, and I'm in the family islands a lot, on the family island, you don't really reach to the, not really reach. It ain't really time to go until you hear the plane fly over and then land.
Listen
and that's
to
when
me.
You get to the airport, really.
No, man.
You just go and check in and leave your stuff and go.
Listen to me. I had to stay right there because, you know, I was on that airline with like we really. So I say, I can't get leave on this island. I did tell you I'm trying to get out of here. So where I was
that's
leaving
what
to go.
Was too anxious to get out.
I was ready to go. So anyway, I done at the move seat. So this guy, he's a little tech.
This Orlando.
No, this ain't Orlando. This is another guy. He was heavy. He was a little heavy. And he gone down in that chair like he knew that could hold him. He had the faded job and everything else behind him. Because when he sat down, Lord, the chair gone cork. I said, oh, Jesus. I said, I hope but they got some insurance. He had to get up and go find one next year. Listen to me. And then Ray came. We all had to get very close together. Move our church little fold-up chairs together. And when the plane touched down, I never seen people board a expeditiously is how they moved. I'm talking about everyone was just like, get me out of here. Wow. I've never seen anybody that fast. But this was on the Sunday.
Hold on, Margaret.
Sunday morning.
I can't understand this because for years, every emancipation weekend, everybody and they five cat headed to Cat Island. So I was saying, like, you know, maybe I just missing out.
Missing something, yeah.
This rig.
I thought so too.
And then I got I developed this rivalry at one point to say, like, everybody just headed to Reagan Street. Like, who can be going to Inagua? Yeah. And so, like, to hear you now talk about the experience, I'm like...
I wonder if people got...
The question is, was it the same people going back, or was it new people getting suckered in every year?
It always seemed like when Emancipation Weekend come, Cat Island, Reagan Street, this empty Nassau, that's what it seemed like.
But I wonder if Reagan Street, because of the power outage... caused a lot of people to not want to pursue it any further. Because, maybe, you know, they had to cancel an entire event down at the Reagan Street because they had no power. But like I said, they had a generator at the site when the current went off on the island. But the thing about it is, you having a generator on the site and everybody home trying to get ready with their eye closed. Because that's what it's like. It was like trying to close your eye and say... I gotta paint my face. I'm not Beyonce. I didn't wake up like this. I had to put on my face. So, Hondor, I was there. I was so mad. Damn night and butt naked, just about to go in the shower and poof, the light got off. You can imagine me. I was like, what is going on?
I gotta call my good friend. I had a friend down the weekend. I gotta call her and see if she had what her experience was like.
I could not believe it. This text says, this sector says, this is the PM constituency. Why are these people supporting him for decades? The thing about...
I ain't getting in that.
Yeah.
They love Brave down there.
And they also love Pop. They love Brave and they love Pop.
Nah, don't go too far on Pop. No. You know, I am... You know... In this rivalry of Popeyes versus Kentucky, I am staunchly...
Popeyes.
Staunchly Popeyes.
You were in the rivalry?
No, but, you know, people is always be like, well, I have a certain friend who always be like, how you just eat that salty chicken?
Chicken's so salty!
Give me the Popeyes.
Yeah.
Give me the Popeyes.
A good man.
especially with honey on my biscuit. that's the closest I can get to that Church's chicken. Thank you. Thank you.
This person say, Gabby Derrigata.
Churches in Grand Cayman. I was like...
But remember we used to have a Churches in, what, Grand Bahama, right? There was to be a Churches in Grand Bahama, CJ.
Y'all always had stuff in Grand Bahama, Nassau.
Yeah. Grand Bahama used to have churches. It used to be in the plaza. I'm trying to remember it because I was younger. So I'm trying to remember it. I remember my grandmother taking us there. It was in a plaza. It was Church's Chicken. Grand Bahama, y'all text me, remind me where the Church's Chicken used to be. I don't know. Was it Church's Chicken or was it a different type of chicken y'all had? But I feel like y'all had Church's Chicken in Grand Bahama when I used to live there.
When I go to Grand Bahama, I make sure I bring back sodas and liquor. Why? Because the liquor stores in Grand Bahama have liquor that you don't find in Nassau. Yeah. Which I find crazy.
I also think better prices on the liquor too.
Better prices. Oh my gosh. Then when you go into a lot of the shops, I don't know if y'all just the source y'all grocery direct from the US or something, but you could find sodas that you ain't seeing Nassau at all. And so for me, food, soda, and liquor.
Partying in Grand Bahama is like just having a good experience and a good time. Living in Grand Bahama is just a better quality of life. Honestly, if I could work like remotely and, you know, we would be living probably in Grand Bahama.
Estate in Grand Bahama is phenomenal right now.
Well, Grand Bahama still has challenges. And I mean, I know the government is saying that they're trying to address some of those challenges. It's really unfortunate how many Grand Bahamians have had to leave, you know, in order to...
It is unfortunate for what Grand Bahama has the potential to be and was at one point.
Now. Yeah. So, but, you know, they keep saying it's coming back.
Do you, as a Grand Bahamian, do you feel like slowly but surely the magic is coming back? Or do you think that they're just...
Well, you just left from there yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I had a wonderful time. What I say the magic is coming back, Grand Bahama is nowhere near where it was when I was growing up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's still a long, long way away. But a lot of stuff happened that, you know, kind of led to where we are. Nobody expected to be an overnight resolution, but also I never want to make excuses, right? When politicians come making all their grand promises, that's them auditioning for a job. So after you audition for a job, I ain't trying to hear all the excuses about why you can't do it. Like,
Make it happen.
Like, mm-hmm. We need an airport, you know?
Yeah,
we
that's crazy.
That is unacceptable,
that's
though.
Crazy.
Like, how does the second city not have an airport. It's honestly...
And maybe people who haven't visited the Gabby wouldn't even understand what those of us who visit or fly in the Grand Bahama mean when we say there's no airport. Like, that's absolutely ludicrous.
And I mean, has TSA returned? No, right? Because who's going to work in that? They could be border control outside.
It's ridiculous.
So now y'all
ridiculous.
Are flying to Nassau to go... Y'all can't...
That's why I had to fly. That's how I ended up in Nassau. In order to go home, I had to fly into Nassau, you know? So... It is what
it
is.
So there are no flights from Grand Bahama to the U.S.?
There are limited flights, right? But there's still no
pre-clearance.
Right? So just flying on your police record, which, you know, people who choose to fly typically do. A lot of Grand Bahamians have visas because they don't fly. They just go through the boat. Now, one thing, I mean, there's always a boat sailing between Grand Bahama and Florida. That's a moneymaker. Somebody figured that out a long time ago. It's been a couple different companies, but usually there's one going in between, right? But still, like, for people that are a little bit further away, if you aren't in Florida, like, you know, you need an option to get there. And Grand Bahama had a lot. I remember when I was younger, you know, we had the hotels that used to do timeshare and stuff like that. A lot of those tourist flights were from New York, but they were from further away. There were snowbirds coming into Grand Bahama directly. You know what I mean? So it's like, how do we recapture that magic? That's not for me to answer.
And it's such a beautiful place to raise
still,
a family.
It's still a wonderful, wonderful place to live.
This text will say, girl, don't let these Nassau people hear you. They need to hear me because I'm tired of them. I'm sick of y'all. Sick of y'all. Driving on the road like y'all ain't got no sense. Like y'all ain't got no brought up seaman. I'm tired of y'all trying to run me off the road. Y'all need to learn to pump the brakes. I see it in all C-70s Honda. Always.
I feel attacked.
Always. You can feel very attacked and I know you coming. But these Honda and now these little, small little cube thinking they run the road. And I, you know, I'm an SUV. So I really just be like, sometimes I say I want, you're lucky to God and me. You're lucky. Sometimes I just as really want to say, since you want to act like your head ain't no good because your little car can mash up. Mine ain't gonna mash up. My big engineering girl, nowhere. You could be the one right off. Road.
Gabby, I've been observing, and people have been talking about the amount of accidents that we've been seeing happening lately and the nature, the increase in terms of the nature of accidents that we've had happening more recently. And I think what I told someone recently, I think what's playing out now is that There's a lot of stress and trauma going on amongst us as a people right now. Absolutely. And I think a lot of that is playing out in terms of frustration behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. A lot of people spend most of their free thinking time in driving spaces. Yeah. And for a lot of times people are driving, they're more so driving in a bubble of their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so I think we now need to become more mindful of being defensive drivers that I was taught to drive and be considerate of the next person that's driving, even while you're driving. Because you see people with their cell phone out and
it's ridiculous.
They want you to realize you can't see me on the phone.
and that's really it's getting crazy. Every day the number of accidents are increasing. So I want to encourage Bahamians. Come on, man, y'all. Let's slow down. Let's be more patient. Let's be more courteous on the road. We're all going to get... Sometimes they speeding to go right behind a car because the traffic ain't moving.
I want to speak to you, Gabby, and every other woman drive out there. Or any other
gender. Don't let me put you outside the studio now.
I want to say, we're going to have to give up right in order to be safe sometimes. Mm-hmm. And honestly...
So why are you only saying this to the woman and these man? You're flipping over these SD. Let me get to this phone line, yeah? Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby and Mandel. Inagua, who about the cost me skipping that little blue hole?
Hello.
Hi, you're live.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Good afternoon. Respect Mandel. I respect Gabby, but if you need me Inagua, I have a whole time from you.
No, you need Inagua.
The thing is, yes, Erin was on a different topic. I just didn't tune in there, and she wasn't talking about the traffic this morning, but it's amazing that you guys are talking about this, but it's really, Nassau, you know, like, I'm 62 in a couple of days, right, Gabs?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, for me, I'm old enough to see the transition, the dynamics in the traffic behavior, right? The changes, right? So I was like heading south on Market Street yesterday around close to 3 something or whatever. There's a guy, I don't know if he's a BPL worker, but he was in this car. He was on the, both of us are heading south. He was in the, he was ahead of me, but he was in the left lane. I was in the right lane. And all of a sudden, I just noticed him drifting off his lane. I thought he was orientating himself again. He came into me, and in my predictive driving, I had, good thing my little son was in the seatbelt in the back seat. I had to actually run up on the sidewalk to avoid him.
Mm-hmm.
Slam brakes. Opened the door. I was kind of in a fury, and I asked him if he's mad or if something's wrong with him. And he said, my bad, but the thing is, the car is damaged. Who's supposed to pay for that? You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. in his, it's really imbecilic driving. He wanted to turn on the right. He wanted to turn to go in a westbound to Newport Street. I'm heading south. How could you just expect? Apparently, he's riding by himself. No one else is on the road. He's in heaven, and nobody else is driving. He just decided to turn right from the left lane, over the right lane, ahead into Newport Street without even signaling it. So how am I supposed to know what he was doing? So it's really sad, man. It's like, you know, the car's damaged, but who's supposed to fix it? Me, yeah. You see what I'm saying? He's saying his body, pull off, I love. This is what's going on, man.
And know, then you know. Try to chase him.
So what I what I do, Gabs, is, not cutting you off, I try to avoid going in traffic in the high traffic hours. If I try to do everything before 3 hours, and then, like, after in the evening times or whatever.
If because I ain't coming out to your show,
then the business spaces close, like, of even affected businesses. And nobody seems to be talking about it. You know, 8 o'clock, the food store closes since the pandemic. Every place closes at a certain period of time. People can't stay open no more. Is there been any study on how this affects the business community? Because it seems to me as if everybody's just capitulating to the ill vices, man. You know, we live in a pathetic place, man. Give thanks. Even the hospital is locked down.
Jesus. Thank you so much for your call, caller. Mandel just texted to tell me to tell Mandel, get it together now. Ease up off us. Mandel, don't come in here and start no war. No. I got holy water for you today. No. Don't get baptized.
What I want is...
I want you to finish.
No, Gabby,
I don't think I want you to finish. Gabby, I think I'm going to be a woman.
Gabby,
I cut you
off. You're going to have to give up
I cut you
right.
off like BPL. Gabby, let's cut off the power.
The woman ran to me the other day and asked me, say, if you don't see me coming across, let's miss...
Okay, so what happened to the man who almost tried to run me off the road, coming head first on the, you know, the lane by the sports center right there by the government high school?
Uh-huh.
You know, they like come up there speeding. So he want me run off the road so he could come on my lane, hauling hip up.
And what did you do?
And run me off the road.
What did you do?
I politely slam brakes and run off the road.
Thank you. Thank you. My because point to you, you
I,
just proved
hey,
my point.
Hey,
give up
I
your right to be
I
safe.
Had to get off the
you
road.
Got home
because,
the husband tonight,
matter
right?
of fact, but guess what? He was in one car. Sometimes I'd be thinking, I should just mash him up.
I wish I drive a tractor.
I should just, I'm serious. I just wanted to mash him up. And I had to, I was like, oh my God, but I won't be safe.
But the question is,
so
do these people have any regard for their own life though? That's the thing, because
right now,
some of these cars when they be driving,
CJ,
it's like,
CJ,
if you hit anything,
CJ,
you finish.
CJ, right now, I ain't gonna hit nothing because the only thing I can hit is what I have on my mind, where I thinking about going. And right now, all of y'all, the only thing I can hit is if y'all get in my way. Mm-hmm. So right now, y'all need to stay on my way while I'm trying to get where I can.
Cartoon.
Multiple times.
It's just too much. It's too much going on our
streets. I've had 3 hit and runs in Nassau.
And I think our people just need to relax, calm it all the way down.
Shout out to the police officer on the last one who tell me, well, why don't you drive up and down the road and see if anybody have cameras and you could bring it to us.
What?
Yeah, I had the police officer too tell me, say, man, you don't know nobody by one...
Carlo, we lost you. Call back.
Who could track down the driver and thing? So, you know, they're doing the best they can, CJ.
No,
with what they got.
They ain't got much there. Shout out to the great police officers, but
yes,
they also know, I mean, like anything, they know a lot of their colleagues aren't up to standard. You know what I mean?
Let me read some of these texts, because y'all these texts is get on me, and y'all is have an attitude from time to time. Because they say, Gabby, when y'all don't read the text, money is wasted. I just try to read all the texts. I'm so sorry if you keep texting. So when you keep texting, your text moves before I can get to it. So I apologize. I will take that one, and let me read all your texts. This, it's so bad. They just ain't cut off the power. They... Now you can need to type words, but I could read. Cut off the breeze. See that? See that now? You rowing me. But I need you to take time and just proofread it a little bit so I could be.
They cut the breeze off to it.
They cut off the breeze. I think
the gentlemen say we have breeze all the time.
No, but the breezes be off because when the fire happened and they say the place burned down and thing.
Ain't no fire was in Cat Island. Ain't no nothing was happening in Cat Island. The thunder didn't score. The lightning didn't roar. Nothing. And it was no power. So what the situation? Nothing went boom.
The night when something went boom. I drove around to the beaches. This is like 2 o'clock in the morning. I intentionally, people was parked on the beach with some of their children in the car.
Insane.
With what, when you see you open one door and open the next door, so whatever breeze is blowing could pass through the car. But that means ain't no breeze blowing.
But and think 2 o'clock in the morning, Bahamians have to take their children
out
their bed.
I was concerned for people. The town in a blackout. Meanwhile. The fear of crime is high. So I'm like, my Lord, I just pray that you cover our town and cover our people tonight in the name of Jesus, please.
Anyway, my dear, this Texas says, good day, Gabby. You ever thought about leaving that gas back in Cat Island? You don't have to get that back to that car. Cat Island gas expenses. Tell CJ good day. This Uncle Ray. Hi, Uncle
Shout
Ray.
Out Uncle Ray.
Uncle Ray, listen, you don't be stressing me out, okay? Don't come on this show to stress me out. CJ just leave Grandmama 2 minutes ago. You stress him out. But y'all, I have to plug in my sponsor for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, we are going to be having the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association in conjunction with the Ministry of Health and Wellness for World Breastfeeding Week. Mandel, no, this is not for you. The titties are for the babies. Yeah. Okay? World Breastfeeding Week is from August 1st to the 7th. Shout out, the breast milk is still the best milk. Mummies, give the breasts to the babies and not the baby daddies.
Jeez.
That's all right. That's all right.
From Gabby's show, that's perfect. Yeah. That's the best way it can be said. From Gabby's show, that's the best way it can be said.
Daddies, encourage the mummy to give the baby that milk. Because honestly, it helps with non-communicable diseases, all these different things.
Not share.
No.
When I say share, like
so you want me on one breast and the baby on the next breast?
No.
But we're going to be talking about the titties tomorrow and the breast milk being the best milk in honor of World Breastfeeding Week. Yeah. So you want to tune in. I'll be in tomorrow 2 to 4, guys.
Just a quick plug. We have to destigmatize women breastfeeding in public. One time I was at Mass, my cousin was ready to breastfeed a child and she was going to take him into the bathroom. And what you doing? You don't go in the bathroom to eat. You doing what God intended for you to do for your child. Put a blanket over yourself. Breastfeed your child right here, you know? And
there's a stigma with it being done in public.
Yes, it's still a stigma.
A lot of people feel like women should go to the bathroom or whatever, or go out of sight to breastfeed. No, plop your breasts out in the child mode because that's what they're there for. Prioritize your child's health.
Them husbands wish we could get breastfeed in public and then them,
let me take these last two more calls.
Hey, the Lorraines and Black Point say they're tuned in.
I just tell you the bubby in for you and you right here.
I was just telling you,
breastfeed
go your mom.
Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby, CJ, and Mandel. What'd you say?
Hey, Gabby.
Hey.
You talking about animals, breast milk cake?
We talking about
Jesus, woman, they got too much chemical on them. Take care. All that bleach and glow.
Oh, look, listen.
You should get him.
Call me tomorrow when I have the
world.
Call me tomorrow when I have the World Breastfeeding Association here so they can educate us on this breast milk and let y'all men know that this breast. The right titty is not for you, nor is the left titty for you.
No, what he's asking is, Gabby, is if the weave glue and the lash glue does contaminate.
We can find out tomorrow.
All right.
We can find out tomorrow. We can get all the facts on it. So y'all tune in, and I can find out as well if Mandel could have the right breast or the left breast.
Why? Exactly. Why? I want to know if we could share
which
some.
Breast, if he could share. I never heard nothing about that. Give the child the milk.
Gabby, I would have you to know that I didn't fill out my form for the day. When I say for the day, meaning for the day. I tend to be on this great escape. You should fill out your form too.
I'm not eligible.
I suppose
I don't think we're eligible to enter. Then y'all can say the thing rig and we cheat.
I would say.
Yeah, we can't enter. We can't enter to win. So I just enter the fans to win. As we wrap up, y'all give your last few seconds remarks, shout outs. Mandel, 10 seconds.
I just want to shout out to everybody out there who always tuned in The Guardian Radio. Keep your radio locked in The Guardian Radio. Or you could catch us live. You could actually watch us in studio. Guardian Radio, GuardianTalkRadio.com. Plug it in on your TV. Put it right in the smart app section. But you could click it on right there.
CJ?
Thank you for having me. Shout out to everybody in Grand Bahama. I had a wonderful time being home. I don't get to go get home as much as I should, but they always treat me so nice. Everybody should go and enjoy their emancipation there. We had current water, cell service, and great food.
You know, it's okay. I see the shade, but listen to me.
Come go in with me next week. Again next week. Come go with me. I get on the mail and all. I even ain't never been on the mail boat.
I still recover.
I get on the mail boat.
Oh, yeah. No. I got on no mail boat now. Anyway.
Coming by boat.
They coming by plane. Hey, yeah. They coming with wheelchair.
Again,
and
the
walking
pump,
with kid. It's 4 o'clock and we gotta get out of here. Talking Heads is up next with Naughty and Mary Jean. I will see you tomorrow. And we're talking breastfeeding week. The breast milk is the best milk. Here on 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. I'm Gabby and I'm out.
Talk to me, talk to me.